Siemens acquires automated driving and simulation tool. Engineering automotive products throughout the product lifecycle management, PLM, process will be easier as a result of Siemens' announced acquisition of TAS International, an international supplier of automotive simulation tools, testing services and engineering safety solutions. Global simulation software provider Siemens will enhance its tool integration and expand its autonomous driving and safety simulation capabilities with the acquisition. The company's automotive development tools will be integrated and expanded in several areas. Madimo Safety Design Software. Images courtesy of TAS International. Safety analysis, engineers can analyze, simulate and optimize safety designs early in the product development cycle with the Madimo Analysis and Simulation Tool. The Madimo tool combines multibody, MB, finite element, FE, and computational fluid dynamics, CFD, capabilities into a single solver to create a highly efficient tool for the design and analysis of complex dynamic systems. Madimo provides well-validated model databases, including the most extensive database of crash test dummy models available as well as a human model database that includes active models. Madimo provides a workspace that includes a suite of applications to create, refine, simulate and analyze models, and contains dedicated tools for occupant restraint analysis and automatic extraction of new car assessment program, NCAP, safety ratings. The automated driving tool suite supports design and testing. Images of courtesy TAS International. Automated driving simulation and testing. Engineers can simulate automated driving and design and analyze advanced driver assistance systems, ADAS, with the pre-scan simulation platform. Users can design advanced vehicle sensors and controls, and then test them in simulated driving environments with pre-scan capabilities such as the Automatic Traffic Generator, German In-Depth Accident Study, GIDAS, Importer, and IBO Scanner Data Importer. Engineers can test subsystems independently and as a system with the hardware in the loop, HIL, laboratory testing methodology. Individual subsystems can be replaced with a simulated model or physical hardware connected to the system to test and analyze individual components as well as subsystems and systems. Signals can be projected for driver-in-the-loop testing or injected into the vehicle electronic control unit, ECU. A database of recorded ground truth data, low-level GPS data, and vehicle data can be replayed in an HIL system to test and optimize positioning algorithms. TAS provides vehicle hardware in the loop testing. Image courtesy of TAS International. On vehicle testing, engineers can test any combination of system hardware and simulation models with the vehicle hardware in the loop, VHIL, laboratory. Users can model any combination of real and virtual systems or traffic environments with a test vehicle on a roller bench. Wheeled mobile robots test sensor systems such as radar, LiDAR and vision, and can be combined with the roller bench test bed to test components in a system environment. TAS provides a fleet of test vehicles. Image courtesy TAS International. Fleet testing, engineers can test their designs on real vehicles using the TAS test fleet and car labs. Standard equipment includes a Denso front radar, continental radar with 360-degree view, 6 IBO laser scanners, a mobile eye camera, GPS, DGPS, its G5 communication, and a failsafe CAN gateway. Users can rapidly prototype and test new applications with the real-time embedded application platform. They can also test vehicle and environmental interaction on a fully instrumented test site in the Netherlands that provides urban, interurban and highway test areas. Engineers can accelerate the development of autonomous driving system and safety-critical applications with the integrated tools resulting from this acquisition. They can also design, simulate and test automated driving products throughout the PLM process with the new capabilities the acquisition provides. To learn more, visit the Siemens website.